Jim, in your experience, when the players all get together and talk things over, good things happen, is it that meaningful in your mind?
Well, anytime you discuss things amongst each other, I mean, at least you get honest views, you know, and, you know, just talking to some of the guys, you know, just yesterday and today, and, you know, you kind of get a feel for where everybody's head is, because I think the most important thing is we need everybody on the same page, and, you know, it's always good to talk to your teammates.
Were you encouraged where people's heads are at, or do people need some attitude adjustment?
Yeah, I was pretty encouraged, you know, just to, you know, talk to some of my teammates, but, you know, it's, you know, what's going to encourage me more is if we play better. You know, it's not really what people say, it's what they do.
You've been through this just last year. What, you know, this streak where you seem to have it all going for you, and then all of a sudden you don't have it all going for you. What is that experience from last year? Are there similarities? Is there a reason for you to think that it won't be, that eventually this will end?
Well, the good thing about this year is it's right in the middle of the season. So, you know, we got time to overcome that. So last year we slid off at the end, and we obviously a different team from 08. So I expect us to respond differently.
How different? What's different about this team that recover that maybe you wouldn't have had them last year?
Well, I think we're more talented. We got more veterans that understand what it's going to take. And, you know, but all in all, I think we got to get the point across to the younger guys, you know, what it's going to take to, you know, get over the hump. And, you know, we got a lot of time, but it starts tomorrow night.
You go through a jog through yesterday. It doesn't seem like it was just a regular,
Well, it's definitely different from going full speed. So, you know, just I think, you know, getting to understand for what they're doing and what they want to try to do to attack us and what they've done previous weeks. So, I mean, you really don't know what a team's going to do. All you can do is go off what they've done. So hopefully that'll get us ready for this game.
We only have one reel, you know, where you can be out there for several hours in a week. How much of it is
Well, the only time you correct anything is when you mess it up. So unless we mess something up, we're just going through the script. I mean, it's really not a lot of corrections. I mean, we do everything pretty good the first time around.
Jeff, in the past, when you played the Giants, you knew what you were getting receiver-wise. Toomer was there.
Yeah.
Watching film this week, I mean, they have so many. Was it just like seeing a team you hadn't seen before with all these new
receivers? Yeah, you know, and playing with the Redskins, I saw them a lot, but it's totally different from then. And then, you know, a couple of years ago we played them. It's totally different from then. But, you know, one thing that's been constant is their quarterback. So, I mean, he makes that offense go. I mean, unless he's handing it off to Jacobs, you know, he can be dominant if you let him. And, you know, Steve Smith is coming along. He's probably got more catches than anybody. You know, they got a lot of weapons, and just because they're young and different, you know, it doesn't make them any less dangerous than they were.
One more for Jim.
What's been the most frustrating part of this season? What frustrates you the most right
now? Well, when you watch film and you see all the opportunities missed, I think that's the most frustrating thing. It wasn't like we weren't in all these games in the second half. It's just, it got away from us.